Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Hello! Belly up to my bar. I am Matt Williamson. Let's chat about the Washington Redskins. This is the Locked On NFL podcast. Like I said, I'm Matt Williamson. We're going to do 5 to 8 minutes, something like that, in the state of the Washington Redskins. A lot of things I like about this team. I'm a believer in Gruden. I think he's the right coach for the job. There was some GM shakeup, obviously, and wonder what kind of effects that had. You know, how would the offseason have been handled differently? The Cousins situation is really interesting, you know, of how it looms. You know, that I don't think he's a great player. I think he's a middle-of-the-road starting quarterback. He's done better than I expected, I will say that. The work ethic is great. But I think in the end, he's an Andy Dalton facilitator type, and that's okay, but you sort of end up in quarterback purgatory with those guys. And that's okay, but man, he's going to be expensive. And that will be a huge decision for what happens with his team. And I think they have a very good understanding of who he is. You know, much like Cincinnati, they've really gone out of their way to use resources on weapons for him to throw to, and they have a lot, and a really good offensive line. And I think if you gave them true serum, they would want to run the ball more, take the ball a little bit out of Cousins' hands, and maybe with the addition of P. Ryan, they will do that. And like I said, it's a good line. Trent Williams is in the conversation as the best offensive lineman on the planet. The interior is good. Brandon Schreff is coming along well. Morgan Moses has been quite good at the right tackle position. It's a big physical unit, and I think they want to pummel you a little more with a big back, and P. Ryan fits that. I expect him to quickly go past Rob Kelly, who then is a serviceable quality number two. Not that P. Ryan's great, but for a fourth-round pick, I expect him to have a pretty good year. Chris Thompson provides a much different element. He almost plays a different position than those two as a pure receiving back that I know they don't want to overuse because they don't think he can handle it, but he's dynamic and he's a difference maker. So that's good. I mean, that's big. I mean, the straw that stirs the drink, though, is Jordan Reed. An elite after-the-catch player, an elite receiver overall, an elite route runner. Needs to stay on the field, but they, you know, they also have Sprinkle in the fifth round, Niles Paul, Vernon Davis. But Reed is, the straw that stirs the drink in the passing game. There's been some shakeup at the wide receiver position, but the combination of Crowder in the slot, Doxson as a downfield, go-up-and-get-it guy, Pryor as a possible do-it-all, ultra-talented guy, as well as Brian Quick. I mean, Brian Quick's your fourth receiver. I mean, that was kind of an under-the-radar signing, too. Again, they have a lot of weapons. They know that in order for Cousins to function properly, these guys, he needs to be surrounded, much like Andy Dalton, with high-end receivers to make him better as opposed to the other way around. I think this offense has a chance to be really good. The defense, my worry with the defense is up the middle. You know, their run defense has not been really, it's been a real problem area for a couple of years now. Their inside linebackers are Zach Brown, Mason Foster. They're very ordinary to me. You know, their interior defensive line is Ziggy Hood, Terrell McClain, Stacy McGee. And they went out and got some of these guys, and a lot of them are nose tackle types. And, they're trying just to get big and eat space in the middle. And I understand that. Just none of those guys make me do cartwheels. Stacy McGee's a good player, but, you know. Jonathan Allen fell in their lap in the first round. That's wonderful. I mean, I think he will have an instant impact, especially on throwing downs as an interior pass rusher, which we know is the majority of the time anyways. I think Allen should come in and have a really good year right away. I like the edge players, too. Kerrigan is perennially underrated. I thought the second round was a little early for Ryan Anderson, but he's a you get what you get with him type of guy. You know, I mean, I think he won't bust. He won't blow your doors off, but he should probably play in the league a long time, strong against the run. I thought Preston Smith, another edge second round type guy, would be better than he is by now, but there is a lot of ability there. Trent Murphy gets moved all over the line of scrimmage. He's a quality player. So, I mean, what is this? 3 years in a row they've used a second-round pick on these guys. Trent Murphy in 14, Preston Smith in 15. And then this year with Ryan Anderson, Murphy and Smith are a little bit bigger. You know, they can bounce inside a little bit more and fight with guards and centers. Secondary, Norman's a stud, and he lived up to the money. He's a really good player. Rashad Breeland's a high-quality number two. Moreau only fell to the third round because of health, and he's a talented big corner. You would think they should be pretty set there with those three corners. I'd like Sayu Cravens a lot coming out of school. I liked what he did last year. I think he's best as a Deion Buchanan second-level nickel linebacker type as opposed to playing deep in coverage. Last year they listed him as linebacker. This year they listed him as safety. I'm not sure it matters what you call him. Just depends. I'm curious if they use him any differently this year. DJ Swearinger was a decent pickup. So the secondary, I think, overall is pretty solid. You know, the fourth-round pick on Nicholson, D'Angelo Hall is still in the mix. So it's okay. I wish they had one more safety, you know, a real rangy guy, a more of a free safety guy to kind of eliminate some problems. But in the end, really tough division. Middle-of-the-road team to me. Offense is better than the defense. The Cousins situation is gigantic. You know, what's going to happen with this guy, not only this year, but especially after this year. All right, thanks so much. Take care.